Hulu's new series, The Great, is loosely, very, very loosely based on the young woman who would become the Russian Empress, known as Catherine the Great. Critic Len Weldon says it's a witty, knowingly funny show that showcases Elle Fanning's comedy chops.
When we first meet the naive young Catherine, she's dreamily pushing herself back and forth on a swing entwined with lush flowers. The year is 1762, or thereabouts, don't get too hung up on dates. The Great bills itself as an occasionally true story and plays so fast and loose with history, it'll give any serious student of the Romanov dynasty an aneurysm. Back to Catherine on that swing with her friend, she's swooning with giddy anticipation at leaving her home in Germany.
I am to be married.
Who would marry you? Does this crazy man know your family situation? That you have nothing?
He cares not for such matters. Emperor Peter and I are about finer things.
Catherine's an idealist, a progressive one who's looking forward to bringing education and equality to Russia. She's also looking forward to her life at Emperor Peter III's palace and, not for nothing, to her wedding night. When it arrives, she assures her royal servant that she already knows exactly what to expect.
Your body ushers forth yelps and sometimes song before he and you explode within, collapsing together, spent and unified. Then you lay together, laughing softly, weeping occasionally with ecstatic joy. And finally, he wraps his arms around you, whispers poetry softly into your ear, and you fall into a delicious sleep.
Everything soon comes crashing down, of course. The sex is joyless and perfunctory. The palace turns out to be a nest of vipers. Her life as empress leaves her powerless and seething with resentment. And as for Peter himself, well...
I will shut you up at my pleasure.
You will try and fail.
You will be happy. You will die here in content old age, having given me hours of pleasure and service and many heirs. Boys, preferably. I do have a temper and some rage. You cannot cross me. Especially not in front of others. Or you will pay. Endlessly. And you will never win. You'll just be in pain.
As played with sinister bravado by Nicholas Holt, Peter is a nightmare, a preening sociopath poured into a pair of tight leather pants. His darkness leaves Catherine helpless and despondent, but not for long. The Great was created by Tony McNamara, based on his play. McNamara later co-wrote 2018's The Favorite, and if you've seen that Oscar-winning film, you know what to expect here. Yes, bustles and corsets, powdered wigs and snuffboxes, but also a kind of arch-satiric edge.
A small thing, Emperor. I would like to take the land of my recently widowed sister-in-law and nephews.
Oh, that's sad. How did Orlovsky die?
A sword was found in his back.
The real surprise is Elle Fanning, who hasn't done a lot of comedy before. She's fantastic here, as Catherine goes from naive to horrified to resigned to defiant.
But Russia must be saved, and I with it. How is the question? I have never done a coup before. So I'm unsure how to proceed.
McNamara's play brought in an older actress to portray Catherine in the second act. The television series deals only with her youth. Should The Great get the second season it deserves? Here's hoping we haven't seen the last of Fanning just yet. She's laid the series' emotional groundwork, and it would be fun to see her build it a new winter palace. Glenn Weldon, NPR News.